Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Zamuliwa Gavaza, and for today, we are looking at an industry that, you know, touches on many lives in and around South Africa. That is the taxi industry, and how one company is looking to use technology to actually, you know, change or to improve some of the functionality of that industry. So for today, we're going to be talking to Bavalelo Mabogo, who is the CEO of Quick Locate. And, you know, my brief understanding is that the app actually helps people to know, you know, where taxis are and that type of thing. But we're going to be getting, you know, an understanding from Bavalelo just around what the technology is. But more importantly, because we are a business platform, maybe understanding, you know, some of those considerations. Bavalelo, greetings to you today.
Thank you for having me on your show, man. I'm really looking forward to this time.
I think a good place for us to start, usually we want to get a sense of, you know, the organization. So maybe just a little bit about, you know, Quick Locate, but also more importantly, how did you decide, you know, that this was an issue or a problem that you wanted to tackle?
Quick Locate is a technology company that is based in Milnerton in the Western Cape. We started operating about 2017. That's the first time that we rolled out the first technology that we came out with, which was an app that was aimed at addressing the most primary issues that most taxi owners have. That is, where is my taxis right now? It was very interesting when we were testing the market to find out that this is a question that they couldn't answer, you know, like very easily. You know, they had to pick up a phone and call somebody and call some call centers. And, you know, we thought, you know what, we can come up with a solution that makes this so much easier. We could simplify these problems. And we did through an app. 2 years later, we have over, you know, like 2,000 taxis that are already on our platform across Eastern Cape, Western Cape. We're already now starting in, you know, in Gauteng. And the whole idea is to really, you know, advance the taxi industry through technology and through innovation. And we believe that so far with what we have and what we are planning to roll out now, you know, we've got the potential to really, you know, take this industry to the next level through technology.
You know, as you're talking, there's a couple of questions that already spring to mind. And the first one is, when it comes to the app itself, you know, is it a B2B offering in the terms of your client are the taxi owners, or is there a consumer side to things where they get to see where taxis are? Like, how do the mechanics work on that end?
B2C. And yeah. And the nice thing about that model is that it got us very closer to the taxi owner, and we could get to really understand what the problems that are really primary to them, like the most urgent problems. You know, we started with owners, you know, we sat with them in the taxi ranks, you know, we had a scope, you know, with them, and then they were explaining to us, they tell you stories that, hey, my driver did this and my driver did that, and they're like, okay, let's solve this. First, we're going to give you an app that you're going to know just by using it. Whether you are in bed, whether you are, you know, watching Generations at the end of the day, you're just going to put it up. It's going to be specifically designed for use, because we know that most taxis owners, they had never really used apps to that level. So we had to design an app that is specifically just for them. And, you know, everything about the app should be showing that, you know, we've really put in some real effort in understanding the problem. First, they can see where the taxis are. Second, they can see the number of loads that the taxi has done for the day. They can see the shifts, like the driver started the shift at this time. This is something that was not there before. But also, you know, we wanted to take it to the next level, which was the real challenge now, is to say, we know the taxi has done so much loads per day, but how much money has it made?
Yes, addressing, yeah, that's the real issue, the
bottom
line. That's
the real issue. But you can't address the money issue unless you first have addressed, you can't manage what you cannot measure. So we wanted them first to be able to measure in terms of movement. And then we took it to the next level. The biggest challenge, I always equate it to the same as, you read a chapter when we were in school, you read a chapter and then you must do exercises. So we read a chapter, and when it's time to do exercises, we started with the last question. The last questions usually are the most complicated ones. There's just so many variables, so many nodes, so many issues. But we figured it out. We developed now an AI embedded camera that, is able to count the number of people for every single load. And because now we have also digitized the routes, it means we can be able to create a formula or an algorithm that can be able to just tell them at the end of the day, this is how much your taxi has made.
The second piece of the question I was gonna ask earlier on, and I like the fact that you alluded to, part of the answer already, that you had to go out and actually engage with taxi owners, them telling you their stories, and because there needs to be that engagement. You can't just say, we've looked at the taxi industry. Taxi owners, behold, we have a platform for you.
We call it elite projection. Elite projection. You can't have that with taxi owners. You can't have an approach that you say we know what's good for you. We know what is, appropriate for the industry. They will tell you. They understand the industry more than anybody else. They've been doing it, and they know how, and know why, and know when. It's something that has been pushed from generations to generations, and it's embedded through culture and norms. So you can't just come, as a technocrat and say, this is how you should do it. It's a very poor attempt. And this is probably why most of the technological solutions have failed in the taxi industry.
I was actually going to ask, because at the end of the day, one of the sectors that I cover in my work at the Business Day and Financial Mail is technology companies. And part of that is the telematics industry, right? You've got Netstar, you've got Mixed Telematics, you've got CarTrack, all of these, different solutions that are out there. And in essence, taxi owners are like, fleet owners, right? And one would actually think that by now, one of these big corporates would have made some type of a solution for the taxi industry. And you to say that your business started, your first solution came to market in 2017, which is really down the line when you think about how long taxi industry has been around for. So I guess from that point of view, why had no one else, just found a way to actually tackle this problem effectively? Because, taxis are like bread and butter, part and parcel of, life in South Africa. And they're big, section of the transport market.
But I was also surprised. I was surprised about the fact that they have not figured it out. It was like, wow. You guys are still not doing that. And even once we're in, we could realize that, because, sometimes, we get companies calling us, trying to pretend to be clients. I think they're just trying to figure out exactly how we are able to crack the market. But if you don't have, for example, you're not closer to the problem, you don't understand, you're not willing to, to sit at the taxi ranks and really understand what their problem is. That's the first blind spot that you're going to have. But the second one, if you don't have the skill and if you do not have the capability and you don't have, big organizations are like an elephant. They take time to turn around. They take time to move. So by the time, they realize an opportunity, we've long past that. That's why, now I think when I see, I think they're updating their apps, they're updating their solutions. But CryptoKit has moved on. We've moved on from that. We're now working at technology that will be able to allow taxi owners to monitor COVID compliance, man. We're working on technologies now that will allow taxi owners to monitor drivers speaking on the phone while they're driving, and that is the benefits that we have, at CryptoKit. One of the things is that people that grew up using taxis are now you know, the coders and the programmers that are now developing solutions for the tech industry. So it's very quickly we're able to say, that's not going to work, that's not going to work, or just pick up a call, talk to a taxi owner, hey, I think we've got an idea that can do 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Do you think it will work? And they'll just tell you, no, we won't, and we'll stop. We'll go in a different direction. And that's the amount of flexibility and capability that we have, man, at QuickLocate. And that's really exciting. It's an electric environment to be working in.
So from that point of view then, you guys, you go out, you have these engagements with the taxi drivers, you learn your market, you know, many of the people that are working on the project use taxis or have used taxis, familiar with what's actually going on the ground. So when it comes to then creating a business model around the, you know, around the service itself, like how have you guys gone about thinking about that?
Yeah, you know, taxi owners, if they don't like your product, they don't like your product. If they wake up and decide that they don't want your product anymore, there's nothing you can do. So you have to make a really bloody good product. Like, there's nothing you can do. So you have to really create a product that becomes an extension of themselves. You have to create a product that does not give them trouble, but it just really simplifies the problem such that if the services are cut, for example, you know, they can feel it. So we were simple. You know, we created a service, subscription-based. You pay on a month to month. And, you know, as long as you're happy, you know, you're staying. But if you decide that, you know, this, I'm not interested anymore. And iPhone, I don't want it. You know, then it's goodbye. And you'll come back again when you want it, you know. And that kind of free movement that we've created for taxi owners is one of the reasons why they prefer us, you know. But they can identify with QuickLocate. They can identify with everything that we're trying to do and the approach that we're using, the technology to solve their problems.
Mm. And also, when it came to actually doing things and actually implementing the solution, I think at the start you did mention that you guys now have about 2,000 taxis that are on the platform. Can you maybe give us a breakdown or a sense of, you know, where your taxis are? Is it Cape Town? Is it Joburg, Durban, Limpopo? Like, how is your spread?
I'd say at least 50% of our clients, the taxis, are in the Western Cape. Another 30% is in Eastern Cape by extension. You know, because most taxi owners that are in Western Cape, they have homes in Eastern Cape, and they show off to their friends and they show off to the other taxi owners. And then, you know, taxi owners then will call and say, hey, Vundin, you know, I want this thing on my taxis, you know. And then we have about 10 Gauteng and Limpopo, you know. But we've got to grow. That's why, you know, we were lucky that, you know, our, request for expansion funding and resources was, well received by the DTI, because, you know, the DTI has been really good in, good to us in, you know, providing the resources. So all the provinces now, the goal and the vision is that one day all taxis should be running on QuickLocate technology.
Mm. And when it comes to you've just brought up that issue of funding, how have you gone about funding the business? You've already mentioned, you know, a government body like the DTI, but has there been, you know, in the traditional circles, we talk about the Series A, B, C's and the angels and all of that. Has any of that happened? Or
look, we were funded by the National Empowerment Fund in 2017, the National Empowerment Fund, and then we started attracting, you know, the VCs.
Yeah,
you know, and one of the things that was very surprising for them is that we didn't seem desperate, you know, and that was new because
you're not begging for the
money. No, we're not. Also, our company is revenue generating from day one. You know what I mean? From day one, we're operating, we're generating money. So we were not fazed by, you know, Series A, you know, term sheets, and we went through that. I mean, like last year, you know, we decided that, okay, maybe we need to look into that. But the term sheets that we got, they were not really good for us. So we said, guys, listen, we don't think that the timing is right. Maybe we will be looking at another growth expansion funding raise maybe, you know, next year. But until then, you know, Quicklocate is cash generating, you know, and that's one of the things that, you know, I would advise, you know, for entrepreneurs is that you got to be thinking about business models that generate revenue from day one. This is not Silicon Valley. This is not, you know, we're in California, San Francisco, where you can go for 3 or 4 years without generating funding and think that, you know, you're going to be sustainable. We just don't have that environment. So, yeah, maybe we will. But right now, you know, we're still backed by the National Empowerment Fund. And, you know, we cash flow, man. Cash flow. If you don't look at cash flow, you're going to have problems.
And what are you guys actually spending your money on? Because, you know, people don't sometimes realize what it actually takes to run a technology platform. Yeah. And also the amount of research and development that actually goes into. You mentioned just now that you guys have an artificial intelligence camera that can count people in the taxis. And I can imagine, you know, what type of work actually went behind, you know, creating all of that. Yeah.
A lot, man. We developed the prototype with the seed funding that we had secured from the Technology Innovation Agency. And I hope there's still supporters going forward because, you know, this is some serious opportunity that's available in really translating and transforming the taxi industry into the next frontier, man. Because we're a technology, we really have to always be running in terms of R&D. We always have to be working on the next product. We always have to be working on the next update. You've got Russian hackers that you have to be dealing with on a regular basis, man. You know, so unless you're like really well resourced to do that, then, you know, you wake up one day and you find that, things are actually bad and worse than when you went to sleep. A lot of money spent on R&D, a lot of money spent on product development, and also developing the next 3 or 4 products that are going to be linked to the roadmap of the company. Because right now we're rolling out, you know, the camera, but we have 3 or 4 products already in place that we're going to be linking up to it. The idea is to really see the taxi industry at a totally different level. And I think a majority of their problems, not all of them, but a majority of their problems can be efficiently addressed by employing technology. And the nice thing about it is that when they hear Quicklocate, they are open to it. You know, they want to hear what we have to, what we are suggesting. And the reason is because we, from the very beginning, when we had an MVP or an early version of the product, it delivered what we promised. So if you do not deliver what you promised, yeah, you're going to be in much more trouble than the Russian hackers.
I want to take a moment to extend that thought about, you know, the actual platform and all the products that you guys are doing. When it comes to your current offering, you know, that ability to be able to actually see where the taxis are, and then now you're talking about the AI camera, all of that. Starting off with where the taxis are, do you guys have a device that you're putting into taxis?
Yeah.
Are you plugging into into the computer boxes of the taxis? Like, is it a separate device? Like, how is that working?
We have a GPS unit that we put inside the taxi. We interconnected with the vehicle's wiring. And by the way, one of the features that they really liked with the current product, not with the new one that we're rolling out, is that they could be able to deactivate and activate the taxi with the phone. Like, they could stop and start it with the phone anyhow they wanted. Yeah, anyhow they wanted. Say, for example, they're worried that maybe a driver has been driving for too long distance, and they need to rest. Maybe the taxi is at home. They would, turn it off with the app, and then they will turn it on again when they feel like taxis or they could drive. If the driver is being naughty, for example, and then using the taxi for something else, they would use that as a stick to say, "Hey, I'm in control here. You know, I'm in charge. So you will only drive when I say you want to drive. And by the way, use my taxi only for my business and not everything else." Shem, the drivers, they had to deal with this new change. They had to deal with this new transformation. But we do have a product that we're working on now just for taxi drivers. And we think that it will also, empower them. It will also incentivize them. But, you have to roll out one product at a time. Otherwise, you become, it just becomes a mess. We are working on it. We are thinking about the drivers, and we are coming up with ways to also empower them.
Actually, in the current setup, is there a stream of information that does go to drivers, whether it's an app or something? Is there any dashboard that they have, just to see?
No.
Okay. So it's the taxi owners.
It's the taxi owner, the owner of the taxi, the owner of the asset. That if you're gonna solve the problem, you gotta solve it at the root, right? And that's where we wanted to solve, to address the owner. Because if owners have got three or four taxis and one gets into an accident, now 25% of revenue is gone. So it's a real, real problem that they have to face. So what we wanted to do is to you don't have to fix if you can prevent it. So what we wanted to do is to make sure that, the owners have got the power to monitor, they've got the power to be influential in the day-to-day activities. And that's why, they like the app. I'm really grateful for the support that they've given us, because it's not easy, man. Rolling out a new technology to people that, they've never used apps before. They probably have high-end phones, but there's something called it utilili. It's this phone you get from Pep, for example. You're trying to change them to use a smartphone. You have to explain to them what's WhatsApp data and what is normal data. Out emails. This is completely new, and the mere fact that we saw all these challenges and we still went ahead, it just shows how much of a commitment we are in solving this problem.
When you guys look at the current landscape, then before we end off, I do want to chat a little bit about this camera, because how does that work? Does it sit at the front and then it will be counting the number of people that are coming in and out?
So the camera is sits and it's facing the passengers. And we've programmed it such that it can be able to run analysis at different triggers, because it can't just be running throughout. You want business intelligence, not just data. You want actionable intelligence. So we've connected the camera to the cloud, so it's constantly running, our algorithms on a regular basis, and that information is sent to the taxi owner's cell phone in real time. So another benefit also that they can do is that they can stream inside the taxi. They can have two-way communication inside the taxi. So it means that if the owner boots the app and then sees that, okay, the person that's sitting in the backseat is not wearing a mask, they can, through the app, announce in the taxi, "Hey, you in the backseat, please put your mask on." And that's how much, we want to provide them with ability to do something in real time and not in hindsight. Because what happens right now in the taxis, you go use a taxi, you lose your ID, you realize it later, and then you go to the taxi rank and tell the associations, "I've lost my ID," and then they will try and find out. It's hindsight, it's all in hindsight, it's too late. So we want them to be able to do something and act immediately as it happens. So that's the beauty of it, you know. It's exciting, and we are seeing all the information that we're getting. But one of the things which is really good is that if you look at compliance to COVID-19, for example, a lot of passengers are wearing masks. They are following through. There's always that odd one out, though. You know, there's always that one that only the taxi owner can say, "Hey, you wear mask," because you know there's dynamics inside the taxis that should be acknowledged.
Mm.
If you've used a taxi, you know that. Yeah, there's dynamics inside the taxi that, you know, it needs the owner. This one needs the owner of the taxi.
Or else it might be, you know, a tough situation. And one of the other dynamics when it comes to being inside a taxi, you know, there's the person who sits at the front next to the driver, who sort of automatically becomes the accountant. You know,
but also, you know, what's so interesting about this new technology that we have now, because we can calculate the revenue generated by every load and every day, it means now taxi owners can use that credit profile to apply for more money to buy more taxis if they want to buy more taxis, or to negotiate favorable interest rates, because, you know, if you have the opportunity to reduce your interest rate, I mean, why wouldn't you use it, you know? So this is the kind of products that I'm talking about that are just coming after this. And I guess this is when I would really want the next round of funding to be once we've established all these things, because I guess it may just make sense to be able to have everything in place before you get to that level.
There's another piece inside here, you know, with everything that you're talking about, being able to, you know, count the people, count the revenue, locate the taxis, you know, addressing all of these issues, the always connected part, right? You know, for the taxi owners, especially, because I can imagine that, you know, once you've explained to them the data part, and then they now start thinking about data costs, which are a big issue for many people in South Africa, right? How have you guys sort of gone about that piece, the connectivity of the taxis, you know, just so that they, you know, is there a deal with one of the operators? Like how is that piece being addressed?
Yeah, yeah, we didn't want to bother, you know, we want taxi owners to manage and just be entrepreneurs, man. We don't want them to be worried about connectivity and worried about this. So we've partnered up with Vodacom in terms of making sure that there's connectivity always with the devices. But what's important is that they should be able to access it every time. Every time they need to know where the taxis are, they should not be having any issues of, "Hey, I can't log in. Hey, this is not working. Hey, there's no signal. Hey, no. They must just be able to boot the app and then boom, all their taxis. Taxi number one is here. Taxi number two is here. Taxi three, taxi four. This one is moving this." And that's one of the reasons that, you know, they like that. You know, it's easy to use. It's very, the adoption curve in terms of taxi owners knowing how to use the app is very simple as compared to any other products that could be identical, that could have been, you know, tried to be, you know, fitted for the taxi market. This one is developed definitely specifically for the market. You know, there's no drop down menus, there's no complicated, you know, ways of trying to use the app. It's simple, it's crisp, and it addresses the problem. And then anything else is just really updates, man.
As we sort of come to the end of the discussion, you've already mentioned, I think, one of the long running themes, you know, throughout this discussion from the beginning and even, you know, what you've said just now is this issue of, you know, making things as easy as possible, you know, for the taxi owners. And, you know, they often say that the best technology is the type of technology that just falls away or melts into the background. You don't even notice that it's happening, or that, you know, there's all this stuff happening in the background. It just works. The customer just logs on or whatever and things just work. So from that point of view, then, when you look at the ecosystem, Right. Of where you guys are. What are the missing pieces that you're finding? And the reason I'm asking is because I recently had an engagement with some guys. I think they run a company called Where Is My Transport. They are a mapping, you know. They started out, I think, in Cape Town, and their whole mission is to map out informal, you know, informal routes, you know, that don't normally get captured by the likes of Google, right? Because, you know, there are all of these places that, you know, taxis are going, etc., that are not captured by, you know, the Googles. And that can, and they do license that data out to Google, and that feeds into Google Maps, etc. And I'm sure that things like that feed into your app, because it means that, you know, if someone is doing the work of mapping out informal routes, it makes the maps that are on your system when the taxi owner opens the app, you know, easier to deal with. So when it comes to all of those different pieces, you know, in your ecosystem, what do you think is missing at the moment?
Yeah, I know Where's My Transport, actually. I think we had early conversations, you know, about 2 years ago, but it never really materialized into anything, which happens. Startups, you know, sometimes have got different priorities. But in our case, it's a little bit tricky, man. The reason that it's tricky is that you have to be able to, you have to be able to be a technocrat, but also be able to hang around at the taxi rank. You know, these two things is very rare. This two combination is very rare. Like, you should be able to understand, you know, how to deal with, you know, Kubernetes, and then the next thing you need to be able to converse with Babunki is a site C, you know, and be able to combine the two. So even in Cape Town, you find that, you know, we're really separate from the usual Silicon Cape Town ecosystem, because, you know, we're not talking the same language, and we are building the technologies from the ground up, because you just get a lot of things done by that. So what we would like to do now is to, you know, see small startups, or small, not just small startup, we'd like to see startups that could be able to have like ancillary services within what we are doing, you know. But you gotta be ready to get your hands dirty. You gotta be ready to really fully understand the problem and not just, you know, hide behind a computer. Because there's too much internet stuff. There's too much social media stuff. There's very less about, you know, understanding the problem, that is, you know, being closer to the problem and then develop the solution. There's a lot of, if you hear anybody talking about the tech industry, you must just listen carefully. You will realize that if you listen to the first person, second person, third person, they quote the same thing. It means that they probably read more or less the same articles, or their source of information is the same. But if you listen to somebody that is closer to the taxi industry, you'll realize it's totally different. You know, the understanding of the taxi industry is totally different. There's so many untested assumptions about the taxi industry. So many. There are so many people that still think that, you know, the taxi industry is disorganized. But I mean, the tech industry has got an executives, and they've got queue marshals. They've got, you know, chairmen. They've got, they're probably very much more organized than, you know, most industries. There's a lot of people that still says the tech industry must be formalized and it must be integrated into the, transport integrated systems. And if you think about it, the tech industry is bigger than any other industry in South Africa. It's bigger in terms of size. It's bigger in terms of revenue generated. It's bigger in terms of where the number of taxis, where it goes, and how often it operates. It might be simpler to integrate everything else to the taxi industry and not the other way around. You know, so the mindset has to be very, very, very different. It might be easier to integrate buses to the taxis rather than to integrate the taxis to the buses, because they're just bigger. They're just a bigger industry. So in terms of, you know, ecosystem, going back to your answer, you got to have this kind of approach when you are approaching, you know, technological solutions. But there's just so many opportunities. There's a lot of opportunities. There's upstream, downstream. There's a lot of, you know, opportunities that, you know, startups can capture and also ride onto the wave that Pictocade is on, because, you know, we've done the groundwork, but, you know, there's just so much work that is to be done. And it's not going to be done by somebody who's just sitting behind a computer.
Mm-hmm. I certainly agree with you. You know, it's always good.
Sorry for preaching, man.
No.
I get very passionate about this issue.
Not at all, because I think, you know, it is important, like what you said, that people look at some of these industries, right? One, you keep an open mind, but also you just realize the fact that it's one of those things where you do have to go. I think in business, they like saying, you know, going down to the coal face, you know, as they call it.
Yes.
You actually have to go and see what's actually happening on the ground before you read a book, a report or something, to actually test all of those assumptions. Because I think in the last couple of years, we often see it with large South African corporates that will leave South Africa to go to a different country, particularly in Africa, thinking that their South African strategy will work in another country.
Yeah.
So,
then they get a surprise.
Exactly. So, you know, what you're saying, it certainly makes a lot of sense. So as we end off, you know, the last question is just around the market itself. 2,000 taxis that are on your platform, but you've also just mentioned the fact that this is, you know, a huge industry. And I'm pretty sure, because listening to you, one can really tell that you guys have done you've done a lot of work and probably done a lot of research around all of these things, you know. How many taxis is a good number that you want on your platform? Obviously, you, as a businessman, you want all of them, right? You want all of them to be using your platform. But when you look at the size of the market, what are you going after?
I think 100,000 would be a good number. Mm. 100,000 will allow us to just diffuse much more technology, to diffuse much more change and transformation in the industry, and empower more taxi owners and commuters, you know, because one of the benefits of the camera, for example, is it improves, you know, safety for women and children, because there's a sticker outside there that says, listen, the owner can see what's going on here. So if you try something, just know that you will have to deal with the owner themselves, you know. So with, I think if we can be able to hit 100,000, probably in the next 5-6 years, we should be fine to start talking about, okay, we got to export the technology. You know, we got to, you know, look at other markets. And that is in the plan, by the way. That is in the plan. It's just that, you know, you got to be able to master the product, master the market, before you start, you know, talking about massive expansions. But we think it's possible. We don't think that it's impossible. I think we think our technology is exciting. Our technology is, there's a good market, product market fit. And, you know, we'll just keep going and keep doing what we're doing. And just, you know, thanks to the taxi owners for giving us a chance. Because sometimes you just want a chance. Sometimes you just want to say, listen, let me show you what this product can do. And they gave us that. And they told their friends, and their friends told their friends. And I mean, we still don't have, only now recently we started, you know, toying with things like marketing, advertising, but we never had those stuff. It was just really, you know, word of mouth in terms of rolling it out.
By your estimation, how many taxis are in South Africa?
I think it's probably around 300,000. It's probably around 300,000. I know the number that's usually quoted is about 200,000 to 250,000, but I think there's more. And, you know, there's different taxis. There's Quantum, there's Amapela, there's, you know, It's really just an estimation. I think 300,000, that's why 100,000, which is a quarter of the market for us, would be an achievement. I'm not saying that we can't take it all. I'm not saying that we're not ambitious. I'm just saying that, you know, 100,000 would be a good target for us.
All right. So, very fascinating conversation that was us with Bavalelo Mabogo, who is the CEO. And he is the CEO of Quick Locate. They are a platform that's looking to digitize certain parts of the taxi industry and the taxi value chain. And, you know, some of the things that they have been able to do so far is to create a platform that allows taxi owners to actually see in real time where their taxis are, and to also be able to actually just consolidate information around, you know, their fleets. And he's saying that the big thing is that they've been able to go out and actually understand what's actually going on in the market. He says that that duality, being able to look at things from a technical point of view, but while still being able to communicate in the language of the taxi industry, has really been a big differentiator for them, and probably one of the reasons for the attraction so far, which so far has actually translated to about 2,000 taxis that are on their platform at the moment. If I remember correctly, we're looking at around 50% being in the Western Cape, and then, you know, the balance being, you know, the rest of the country, particularly in provinces like the Eastern Cape, and then, you know, Gauteng, etc. And then one of the key things that I found very interesting is the fact that that challenge of you know, addressing what has traditionally been a non-technological sort of sector, and actually bringing in, because there's a lot of back teaching that needs to be done, you know. So, you know, we wait to see what's actually going on, and it would be good to do an update, you know, with Bavalelo, maybe in about a year or two, just to see where the traction has been. Yeah, so Bavalelo, yeah, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on your show, man. I appreciate this.
This is Mudiwa's Take.
Really, really great conversation just around, you know, what's going on in the taxi industry. And I really like, you know, what Quick Locate is doing in terms of the innovation, but more importantly, taking what it has sort of become mainstream technology in terms of, you know, in terms of what's going on in the rest of the sector, things like, you know, navigation, the ability to track vehicles, etc. These are mainstream technologies, but finding ways to actually make them applicable to the taxi industry. One of the things to appreciate more than anything else is that adaptability, right, to what's going on in the taxi industry. Going out and actually saying we're going to become specialists, we're going to talk to the taxi owners on the ground, we're actually going to ride the taxis, we actually have ridden taxis and we do ride taxis, we understand what actually goes on, as opposed to trying to theorize a particular problem without actually living in it, or at least immersing oneself in it. So just going to get the views of taxi owners, seeing what their gripes are, seeing where the opportunities lie, but more importantly, seeing in what ways technology can actually be used to do things like we've just said, you know, tracking the taxis, but now talking about, you know, possibly looking at the environment inside the taxi. You know, do people have masks? How many people are going in and out? And over time, I really do think one of the things that we've really been looking at of late is this issue of fintech companies, and they've really come to the fore. And if we find ways that we can disrupt cash, and I really think the taxi industry is an amazing industry within which to disrupt things like cash. And when we say disrupt cash, we mean find ways to make the use of cash obsolete. And if you were to find ways to incorporate that type of technology, I think that's another leap forward that the industry could take. And it would be one of those things that would make, fintech technologies a little bit more mainstream, but also make the lives of taxi owners, taxi drivers, taxi operators a little bit easier, because you're no longer really having to count that much cash and then transport it to, banks or wherever you're keeping your cash. You can just find it, you can just reconcile automatically. The cameras in there looking at how many people came in and out versus how much money has been received at the end of the day. Very simple, very straightforward. So just seeing all of these different technologies all coming together, I think it's really going to work well. And these are some of the things. I really do think if Quick Locate can find a way to make their technology more mass produced. They've got 2,000 taxis on their system, and at the moment, very good start. But you heard they want to get to about 100,000. That would be about a third, maybe a quarter to a third of the market, and that would really put them in good stead to move forward. And one would actually see that such a solution, if crafted well, could do great, probably in other markets in Africa where informal sort of omnibuses are being used to transport people, same as the taxi industry. Because whether you call them combis, whether you call them matatus, this is something that is happening in and around the continent. And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is a good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.